Thank you. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. I am DJ Nasty Prayer, and welcome back to the VHS Wheel. Actually, not welcome back, because this is the first episode. So yeah, I'm glad to see you. You look beautiful. Kinda. Yeah, okay, sorry, getting carried away. So yeah, welcome to the first episode, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, anyone who doesn't identify within the confines of the gender binary, too, welcome. Alright, what do we have for you today? Alright, this is the VHS Wheel, broadcasting to you from an undisclosed location on the Hampshire campus. Alrighty? Alright, here's our first story.
So, yeah. Alright. As many of you are aware, the yurt's been closed for a good long while. And, yeah, I'm as curious as you are as to the exact cause, but I happen to have some speculation on what might have happened, alright? So this is from a credible source. Highly credible, in fact. Anonymous source, though. Anonymous. You know how it is. Alright, so I'd been told that it had been a single vandalism by some of the students, and it's a likely story, one I believed until I found out the truth. And this is a story. I'm actually quoting my anonymous source here. So yeah, here's what went down. And it's called the Lady Duck. Now, not many of you may know what a Lady Duck is exactly, alright? Well, that's why I'm here.
It's actually pretty simple. The Lady Duck is a pitiful, grotesque creature. Part lady, part duck. This particular cryptid hails from an alternate Earth reality where humans descended from birds instead of primates. It appears that the best way for it to come through here, some interdimensional portals are pretty shoddy, but yeah, I guess it got here okay, but I digress. Alright, back to the story. The beast was looking for a place to lay its eggs, and after somehow reaching our dimension, it decided to roost in the yurt, alright? Alright, now friends, I know this sounds unlikely, alright? I know, it's unlikely.
But you gotta believe me, alright? Friends, I try not to be graphic on this show, so I won't get into the details, but the scene that I, my anonymous source, the scene that they bore witness to as they stumbled upon the creature in its wretched nest, too horrifying for words. The room was coated with a putrid stench, courtesy of the creature's constant secretion of a pheromone-laced bile. As my anonymous source grappled with the creature,
it took all of his years of experience of studying the paranormal to best it.
Thankfully, it was able to. Yeah, my anonymous source kicked his fucking ass. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, you really don't want to get into a fight with this guy, He's seen some shit, Some very, very, unlikely, paranormal shit, okay? Like, this wasn't this guy's first day on the job. Okay. Thankfully, the source, due to his amazing skills in mixed martial arts, he was able to, leave pretty much, virtually unscathed. However, he had noticed, they had noticed, a couple beak bite marks and scratches. However, very, very few of them even broke the skin. A report from the anonymous source's friend that they live with, they've been craving bread, I think, since this whole event. They've been craving bread and also finding, like little down feathers in his bedding. It's actually, if this anonymous source wasn't such, like, a good friend of the family, you know, I'd find it more interesting. But it's actually, it's quite tragic, you know. He's gonna turn into a
duck, you know? He's gonna turn into a duck, and that's not, that sucks, bro. Fucking sucks. Alright. Alas, faithful listeners, we were able to save the Yurt, though. It's back up and running. However, there's still some damage. Most notably, a handful of shoddily made carvings around the room that simply read, "Lady Duck!" As if the creature was contemplating its own wretched existence in this dark, viscous abode. Wondering what a cruel god could have subjected it to such a wretched life. Fortunately for us, it should come off with just a couple passes of a sander and the Yurt will be good as new. In other news, recycling bins around campus have been going missing.
Is this at all related to the increase in sightings of paper-based life forms around campus? The answer might astound you. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can call me, or anyone at the Yurt, undisclosed location, with questions or comments at 413-559-6766. Now this is also on our website, but I'm just gonna repeat it again, cause I really like the sound of my own voice.
So, it's 413-559-6766. Alright, coming up, we got some more Vaporwave. This is Windows 96 with Lonely Afternoon. Before that, we had, also Windows 96 with Lonely Afternoon. Yeah, I really fucking love that song, alright? We're gonna play that shit again. Nah, just kidding. Let's go with, Windows 96 and Bad Morning. Here you are, folks.
Thank you.
Enjoying these cool, cool jams on this, cold night. Alright, we got some Mastercraft coming up next. Here is Runaway for you.
right, everybody. That was Cyberlust with a Summer Night. Before that, we had some Cleaners from Venus with a Corridor of Dreams. Coming up next, we got some more Vaporwave. This is American Online with Valium / Night Drive. Enjoy.